That would be where the top part of it's clay.
Which one is that?
The poor land, that gumbo kind.
So gumbo would be poor land?
Yeah.
Around here?
Yeah.
Do they have any name like that for a real good land?
No. Not as I know of. They just good land, they just call it rich soil.
I see. Have you ever heard of anything called loam around here?
Well, I've heard of it, but I don't know too much about that.
Yes, sir.
The different types of that stuff.
What about, do you have any sandy land?
Yep. And just across the river, that's all it is. It's pure sand.
I guess that's not good for much.
For anything, no.
What would you say a man has to do if he's got a piece of land with a lot of water on it and he wants to put it to cultivation? Around here, he'd say he had to...
Had to drain it.
And the thing that he'd have to dig to take the water off when he's draining, you'd just call that a...
Ditch.
Ditch. Well, around here, what do people call fresh water that's flowing along?
They just call it fresh water.
I mean, something like maybe a, do you call it a stream or
a
creek?
Somewhere, or? Call it a stream or a creek or a branch.
Is there a difference between those? Like, is one bigger than the other?
Yeah, one bigger than the other. Mm-hmm. If it's just small, they call it a branch. If it's a little bigger, they call it a creek.
Call it a creek.
Yeah.
Do the creeks around here have names?
Yeah. Yeah, every one in the county's name.
Do you remember some of them?
Oh, it's Big Creek, McLeod Creek, Brushy Creek. Lord, I know a lot more, but I know. Mill Creek. Evans Creek.
Now it's gonna be different. You got Little Creek, Big Creek, Mason Creek, Indian Hills up there. See a branch, what we call a branch down here, dig right on that. You got a bunch of prongs coming out off of Big Creek, all them little things called a branch. Now a lot of people don't know, they think a branch is on a creek. You understand?
Yes.
All right, you got, I'll tell you.
Let's still go.
And anyhow, Dick's not too familiar with woods. And it goes, like, you know, from one great big conservatory, you know, it all work runs into Chickasaw River, which is right down here. I said, no.
Let's see.
Now you go back and ask Dick whatever you want to.
All right.
I ain't willing to go near.
Let's see. Say if you had a real big rain and it washed a lot of land away until it's, several feet deep. What would people call a place like that? Maybe on the side of the road or out in the woods?
Call it a gully.
Gully. Have you ever been walking out in the woods and you come to a place that's pretty big, say about 10 feet across and 10 feet deep, that's gotten that way from, you know, water flowing?
Yeah.
What would you call something like that?
Well, a lot of times call it caves.
Or would something like that maybe be a gully too? Something you have to jump across?
Yeah.
I was wondering if people around here had ever used the word ravine for something like that.
Well, they hardly ever use that word around in this country. It's mostly just called a gully. Right.
Don't use ravine too much?
No.
I
not too much.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, when you were talking about swampland, you said